Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Winter 2020 Newsletter. The National Library Services for the Blind has a new name. The Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, which provides Braille and audio materials to our library, has changed its name. As of October 1, 2019, it is known as the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. The new name addresses the use of outdated language and more clearly communicates the breadth of those served. NLS sought input on this name change implementation from stakeholder groups and gathered data through various public channels, including its users. We've been considering a change for some time, so we're happy to see this day arrive, NLS Director Karen Kenninger said. We are very pleased to share our new name and accompanying graphic identity with the public and feel that the new name, as with all of NLS's work, puts the emphasis on the people we serve. This name change will not affect the acronym by which the program is generally known, so NLS will still be NLS. Merlin Desktop Magnifier for sale. A Merlin desktop magnifier is available for sale from a local resident. Please call Chris at 586-294-0285 for details. The Macomb Library for the Blind phone number is 586-286-1580. You can also contact us toll-free at 855-203-5274. Our email address is mlbph@cmpl.org, and our website www.cmpl.org/mlbph. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Please leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Winter Reading Contest. The Macomb Library for the Blind would like to invite you to join our 2020 Winter Reading Contest for a chance to win a prize from the Maxie AIDS catalog. For this contest, we are exploring life experiences from someone else's shoes. We have a list of titles from which you can choose. Call us at 586-286-1580 to pick your title. When you are finished with the book, call us on or before March 31st to give us a brief comment on the book. We will enter your name in our drawing. Only one entry per person. The contest will end on March 31st. Winners will be called within the first full week of April. Macomb Library for the Blind Podcast. We are always trying to reach out to our patrons to update them about our library and about types of information that might be helpful for daily life concerning vision issues. If you visit our website at https://cmpl.org/mlbph and go down the page, you will find a link to our MLBPH podcast, hosted by our librarian Barb and our former tutor program facilitator Sharon. Each episode will enlighten you on issues concerning vision challenges. Give it a listen. Welcome, Marie. As we bid farewell to Sharon, the Macomb Library for the Blind would like to welcome our new computer tutor and program facilitator, Marie Woodcox. Similar to Sharon, Marie is also a patron of our library, so she is very familiar with our services and programs. Marie has a background in information technology as a manager. Marie will have tutor appointments available here at the library to help our patrons with screen reader software such as NVDA, which tells you what is on the computer screen when you are unable to see the words on the screen monitor. NVDA allows you to operate the computer so you can hear your email or do research on the internet, among other tasks. Marie will also have appointments to show patrons how to use their iPhone or iPad using voice-over technology, which is already built into Apple products. In addition, Marie will moderate our book discussion by phone and Vision Network group by phone programs, as well as our Vision Network group that meets in the library during the summer. Please join us in welcoming Marie to our team. We are very excited that she will be able to continue our valuable programming here at the library in order to serve you, our wonderful patrons. Congratulations to Sharon. In our last newsletter article entitled Sharon's Corner, our longtime computer tutor and program facilitator, Sharon Latotsky, wrote to say that she was retiring from her tutoring and programming work here at our library. Sharon has been with our library service for 14 years and felt it was time to pursue other endeavors outside of the job environment. A little known fact is that Sharon was one of the first people in the Macomb community to advocate for a local library for the blind in Macomb County. From there, Sharon eventually was trained in computer work and came to our library in the capacity of a computer tutor through a grant opportunity. Later on, she was contracted with the Macomb Library for the Blind as our official tutor for desktop PCs as well as devices such as iPhones and iPads. Sharon has also become our in-house tech advisor to answer patrons' questions over the phone about computers and like equipment. Through the sponsorship of the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition, Sharon was also able to provide assistive technology demonstrations to our patrons. Through these one-on-one demonstrations, Sharon was able to talk with patrons about devices such as lamps, talking watches, writing guides, and electronic equipment to see what might work for them in their daily activities. Once this particular grant ran out, our library was able to take over the program and Sharon continued to meet with patrons. In addition to the technology portion of her work, Sharon also implemented workshops and programs at our library. She held successful seminars about vision loss issues that were well attended, ran our library book discussion by phone program, facilitated our Vision Network group by phone sessions, and planned and moderated our Vision Network summer group that met at the library during the summer months. Needless to say, we will miss Sharon. Her positive and cheerful outlook always brought sunshine into our library when she arrived for her weekly sessions. Her ideas for programming inspired us to reach out to our patrons in various ways that enhanced our services at the Macomb LBPH. We all wish her a wonderful retirement with many adventures ahead. Book discussion group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group once a month by phone. The library chooses the title to read and distributes the audiobook weeks prior to the discussion date. If you would like to join in on our fun and informal discussion, please call the library at 586-286-1580 for more details. Tactile graphics capability at Macomb LBPH. We have a new software system called Firebird that allows us to create tactile pictures, and in turn, patrons can feel the outline of different images. The simpler the picture, the better the tactile image. For example, we found a simple drawing of an octopus on the internet. We were able to essentially braille the outline of the octopus so that one can feel the raised dot image. This can be useful in demonstrating to patrons with low or no vision picture concepts that they would otherwise not see. It can also provide tactile maps, for example, a map of the first floor of a building that can aid in navigating an unfamiliar building. Here at the library, we are currently experimenting with the software to see if we can come up with a navigation map of our library. If you have an idea for a tactile image or map you would like to try out, please give us a call at the library and we can see what our software can do. Our phone number is 586-286-1580. 2020 Census. Ever since 1790, a census has been conducted every 10 years in the United States. It is that time once again. On March 12th, the Census Bureau will mail an invitation to respond to the census. For the first time, households will have three ways to respond: online, by calling a toll-free number, or by mail. In mid-April, census workers will begin visiting homes that have yet not responded to collect the information. The following information is taken from the United States Census 2020 fact sheet entitled, "The 2020 Census is Accessible for Everyone." You can respond online. The online questionnaire is accessible following the latest web accessibility guidelines. You can respond by phone. By mid-April, the Census Bureau will mail a paper questionnaire to every household that hasn't already responded. Some households will receive a paper questionnaire along with the first invitation in March. If necessary, you can respond in person beginning in mid-May. Census takers will visit all households that have not yet responded. More information is available on the Census website, 2020census.gov. Congratulations to summer contest winners. Congratulations to Rita and Florence, our summer reading contest winners for 2019. They were the lucky recipients of choosing a prize from the MaxiAids catalog, which sells a wide variety of items that assist people with vision issues. The contest involved reading or listening to three books that were made into movies. Contestants were asked to phone in when finished with all three books and let us know which was their favorite. Below is the list of books our winners read: Raiders of the Lost Ark, DB17357, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, DB20935, Unbroken, A World War II Story of Survival, DB72129. Walk to Remember, DB49104. Girl with the Pearl Earring, DB50258. The Client, DB35890. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. To join or to get information, please call Duvall at 313-806-3878 or Frank at 586-465-6694. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11A1. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee has been collecting used assistive technology, AT, that we can offer to you at no charge through our recycle program. We have a variety of magnifiers, small tape recorders, CD book players, a barcode scanner, and other items for daily tasks. And if we don't have what you need, we can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam, mcmcadam@gmail.com or phone 313-563-1412. Technology assistance. For patrons with visual impairments interested in learning how to use a computer, free tutoring is available on Windows-based computers using the screen reader NVDA, which can be downloaded for free on your computer. Tutoring is also available for iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch. You can learn how to use your device with its own built-in feature that talks to you. Some of your questions may be answered over the phone, but tutoring is also available in person at the library. Please call 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. Reader recommendations. Lawrence Robbins recommends several books for our readers to try. Chicken Soup for the Soul, a book of Christmas miracles, 101 Stories of Holiday Hope and Happiness by Amy Newmark. A collection of previously published real-life experiences involving Christmas miracles. In Christmas Grace, a receptionist at an assisted living facility receives a call meant for a car rental company, but the man on the other end of the line is also in search of a relative. Lawrence says the book was really interesting and good to read for the holidays. Readers will really enjoy it. It contains inspirational stories. You may need a box of tissue nearby. DB89914. The book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, a book of Christmas miracles. Endurance, a year in life, a year in space, a lifetime of discovery by Scott Kelly. Astronaut and American record holder for most consecutive days in space examines his life and career, discusses growing up with identical twin brother and fellow astronaut, Mark, challenges he faced to become an astronaut, and the physical and emotional impacts of long-term space flight. Lawrence liked the fact that this was written in first person and narrated by the author. He said it was a really good book. Kelly was inspired to become an Air Force pilot after reading The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe. DB89525. The book, Endurance, A Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery. Northland, a 4,000-mile journey along America's forgotten border by Porter Fox. travel writer recounts his three-year trek along the northern border of the United States between Maine and Washington, includes histories of areas visited, challenges in policing it, and his experiences traveling by canoe, freighter, car, and foot. Lawrence mentions the author discusses the history even predating the arrival of the Mayflower. The book was very interesting, and in reading it, Lawrence felt it was like going back to school. DB93430, the book Northland, A 4,000-Mile Journey Along America's Forgotten Border. For another story of travel, try Tales of the Iron Road, My Life as King of the Hobos by Maury Graham. Named permanent Hobo King of the East, Maury Graham chronicles his adventures and misadventures riding the rails. In 1931, at the tender age of 14, Graham began his roaming life. He describes the railroad bulls who policed the trains, the men and women who shared his lifestyle, the hobo's strict code of behavior, and the difficulties and joys of life on the road. Lawrence enjoyed this book and found the story of the Hobo King of the East very interesting. DB31317, the book Tales of the Iron Road. Rita Taylor recommends the following books for our readers. Fall from Grace by Danielle Steele. When her husband dies in an accident, 49-year-old widow Sydney Wells is appalled to find he left her out of his will. She finds a job, but is soon out of her depth, in trouble with the law, and having to start over yet again. Rita says this is a good story throughout and suspenseful. DB90471, Fall from Grace. The Clifton Chronicles series by Jeffrey Archer. Start with book one, Only Time Will Tell, England, 1919 to 1940. Fatherless Harry Clifton grows up in Bristol with his mother Maisie's poor family. Harry receives a scholarship to boarding school where he befriends Giles, son of wealthy Hugo Barrington. However, family secrets unknown to the boys create problems that last through their acceptance to Oxford. Although you will want to start with book one, Rita says book two, Sins of the Father, and book three, Best Kept Secret, are really the two that make the series. So far, there are 7 books in the series. Rita thought they were fabulous, and there is something for everyone within the story. It has murder, mystery, a love story, and war. Twists and turns on steroids. A perfect series to read during the winter months. Book 1, DB73852, Only Time Will Tell. The Guardians by John Grisham. 22 years ago, young lawyer Keith Russo was killed. The police arrested Quincy Miller, a young black former client of Russo, despite the lack of evidence or motive. Now, decades into a life sentence, a desperate Miller contacts a nonprofit run by a lawyer who is also an Episcopal minister. Rita says this is a great book. It is at the top of her list of favorites, rating it a 10. Rita recommends you do not start reading this book unless you have time to finish it right away. You will not want to stop. The book has a basis in real-life lawyers whose mission is to exonerate the innocent. DB96912, the book The Guardians. Nancy Paul recommends The Bill of Rights, A User's Guide by Linda R. Monk. A constitutional scholar examines the Bill of Rights amendment by amendment, discussing its history and the Supreme Court's interpretation of these rights. Includes stories of individuals who challenged defined, or expanded many of these rights. Nancy found this book to be extremely informative. The book talks about why the Bill of Rights exist and how they have stood the test of time. DB 90659, the book, The Bill of Rights, A User's Guide. Phyllis Gramza enjoyed the book Secrets of the Savannah, 23 Years in the African Wilderness, Unraveling the Mysteries of Elephants and People by Mark Owens. The Owenses recount their efforts from the early 1990s to 2005 to conserve wildlife in and around North Lwangwa National Park in Zambia by offering villagers alternatives to poaching ivory. They describe befriending an orphan elephant, encounters with lions and other African animals, and dangers from poachers. Phyllis notes that this is a good book. It is well written and has an interesting sidelight to politics in the ivory trade. DB 63824, the book Secrets of the Savannah. Vision Network Group by Phone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped would like to extend an invitation to you to join us by phone. Our Vision Network Group meets by phone on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no need to register. On the third Monday of the month, just before or at 10 a.m., call the following phone number: 1-712-770-4700, and when prompted, enter code 465124. You will be placed in a conference call with other patrons of our library and our moderator, Marie. The group discusses topics of interest to people with low vision and those who are blind. You will be able to share issues and solutions with other patrons who have had similar experiences. You do not need to attend each meeting, nor do you have to stay on the phone for the entire meeting. You can simply hang up whenever you would like to exit the call. For more information on this group, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The library is located at the Clinton Macomb Public Library Main Branch, 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Winter 2020 newsletter. Please return this newsletter in the mail so that we can re-record future newsletters for you. Thank you.